Trump is only scratching the surface. For the real problem plaguing America underpins everything else, whether it's jobs, immigration, morality, or foreign affairs. I'm talking about the Jewish lobby, which has such a death grip on America that if we don't do something about it, our country is toast. Take jobs. Trump's only got one part right.
Our jobs are being sucked out of our states. They're being taken out of our country. And we're not going to let it happen anymore. We're going to stop it.
Sucked out, but also sucked in via H-1B visas that give foreigners our white-collar, high-tech jobs. But don't you dare say so. For the ADL, just one of the powerful Jewish lobbies, will accuse you of bigotry towards those whose skin doesn't match their white-collar jobs. Trump did cite H-1B visas as an issue, but backed off when he got heat for it. It's Jewish Wall Street, an invisible lobby, that's to blame, shipping our jobs abroad. They don't underwrite corporate stocks for nothing. Next, take immigration. Trump says we've got a problem. But he gets only one part right.
Some things you have said haven't made people happy. You say that the Muslim ban is about security, not about religion. But you would block all foreign Muslims. That's 1.5, let me just finish.
Okay, go ahead.
1.5 billion people from coming into this country. Are you saying that all of them are potential security threats?
We have people flying airplanes into World Trade Centers. We have people shooting people in California like happened last week. We have big problems. Problems that nobody understands.
If Trump wants to stop it, he needs to repeal the open immigration law of 1965, pushed by the American Jewish Committee, where the law removed the quotas and qualifications of immigrants coming from third world countries. For when Jacob Javits announced, "Open the floodgates, every creed, color, and low-skilled worker have been flooding our shores." Next, the decline of morality. The transgender nonsense is taking a giant leap forward legally, and the ACLU, a Jewish lobby for sure, is litigating against schools and states that oppose transvestites from using women's bathrooms. Trump's got it all wrong with this one.
So if Caitlyn Jenner were to walk into Trump Tower and want to use the bathroom, you would be fine with her using any bathroom she chooses?
That is correct.
Okay.
Different issue, also a social issue.
You know, there's a big move to create new bathrooms. Problem with that is for transgender. That would be first of all, I think that would be discriminatory in a certain way. It would be unbelievably expensive for businesses and for the country. Leave it the way it is.
Oh, is the bottom line, huh, Trump? How much will it cost? But the cheaper price leads to the bottomless pit. God made them male and female, and birth certificates prove it. How about we leave it the way it is, huh, Donald? On to foreign policy. The neocon think tanks, yes, a Jewish lobby, has turned our foreign policy into coddling Israel. When Trump was touting his America First policy, which put the brakes on policing the world, a swarm of them picked up their pens and wrote themselves a letter. Chertoff, Kagan, Edelman, Cohen, like a guest list to a bar mitzvah, signed their names to warn of imminent danger if Trump gets in. Fortunately for Trump, unfortunately for the rest of us, he saved himself from apostatizing from the Jewish creed. I mean, there's nothing worse for a politician than to deviate from the Jewish script. For in front of a group of 17,000 APACers, Trump told them exactly what they wanted to hear.
We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem. And we will send a clear signal that there is no daylight between America and our most reliable ally, the State of Israel.
No daylight? America grows pale under a thick Jewish cloud.